Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our new program and the program's name is beautiful also. What is the program's name? How should a Muslim be? Inshallah, during the whole series of episodes which I will present in front of you, we will be speaking about which qualities should exist in a Muslim and which things a Muslim should stay away from, inshallah. But as per usual, before we start today's topic, inshallah, let's hear a beautiful narration about the blessings of reciting Durood e Pak. Peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it's mentioned that there is one angel who is appointed at the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what is the role of this angel? What's the purpose of, what's the job of this angel? My dear respected Islamic brothers, the job, the role of this angel is, when anybody sends Durood e Pak, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this angel presents this peace and blessing, this Durood e Pak, in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so, the son of so and so, has presented this peace and blessing to you. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, in other words, that if you send Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your name and your father's name is presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. What a great honor. What a great blessing of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That your name is presented and your father's name is presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you might be thinking, okay, maybe once a day, twice a day. No, my dear respected Islamic brothers. As much times as you recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's how much times your name and your father's name will be presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it's up to us. It's your choice. How much Durood e Pak, how much peace and blessings we send upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's up to us how much we want to present our name in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, I'll mention one point here. You know, today, people amongst us, they follow various celebrities. This person is my role model, that person is my role model. Remember, for a Muslim, their role model is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our role model is the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers, you know, role models today, just imagine to yourself, your favorite person, now you find out that your name has been mentioned in that person's company. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how much happiness you will gain. That brother, my name was mentioned in the presence of so and so person. My name was mentioned in front of my role model. And then, you know, we ask the person that, what did he say about me? What was the discussion about me? My dear respected Islamic brothers, role models, like I mentioned, our role model is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine our name is presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't we want our name to be presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So my dear respected Islamic brothers and dear viewers of Madani channel, please inshallah recite as much Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azawajal, you will see blessings not only in this world, but inshallah you will see blessings in the hereafter inshallah. So may Allah azawajal give us this enthusiasm, give us this passion to send peace and blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today's topic is a unique topic. And today's, I'm going to be talking about such a habit that this habit which I will be speaking about exists amongst everyone. Every single person has this habit amongst them. Why is this habit, my dear respected Islamic brothers? Remember, even if we want to get rid of this habit, we can't get rid of this habit. Let me mention to you what this topic is. It's mentioned in the Holy Quran, verse number 128, Surah Nisa, translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman. And the heart is trapped in greed. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you must have guessed what our topic today will be. Yes, our topic today, the topic is about greed. Inshallah Azawajal, we will be speaking about this today. And like we have just heard from the ayah of the Holy Quran, that greed is such a thing that exists amongst everyone. Everyone has greed. The heart cannot be saved from greed. Whether it's a young person, whether it's an old person, whether it's a strong person, whether it's a weak person, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman, whether it's a rich person or a poor person, a scholar or an illiterate person, every single person has this habit, has this characteristic of greed amongst them. My dear respected Islamic brothers, we have just heard that greed is such a thing that it exists amongst everyone. Now you might be thinking that, brother, we've always heard that greed is bad, greed is not a good thing. So we've just heard now that greed exists amongst everyone. So how do we get rid of this habit? If greed is bad, then how do we get rid of greed? My dear respected Islamic brothers, remember, there are two types of greed. Good greed and bad greed. You might be thinking, brother, we've always heard bad about greed. Yes, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, yes, there is good greed. Inshallah, Azawajal, we will be speaking about this. But before I continue, inshallah, let me mention to you a beautiful incident that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. It's mentioned that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates this. That our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was once sitting with his companions, with the Sahaba. And he mentioned that, now I will mention to you a parable, a story about the Bani Israel. He says that there was a couple, and you know this couple, they loved each other a lot. And they had a lot of love for each other. And you know, both of their mothers, the man's mother and the woman's mother, they would stay with the couple. And coincidentally, both of them, they were blind. Allahu Akbar, both of the old women, the man's mother and the woman's mother, they were both blind. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers and dear viewers of Madani channel, you know, the man's mother, she was a good person. She had a good character. She was a positive woman, my dear respected Islamic brothers. However, the woman's mother, she was a negative woman. She did not have a good character. She was not a woman of good character, my dear respected Islamic brothers. It's mentioned that she would always incite her daughter. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers and dear viewers of Madani channel, before I continue, I would like to mention one thing here. That, you know, sadly, what I've just mentioned about this old woman and what she used to say to her daughter, sadly, this also exists in our society today. What happens? The daughter's about to leave the house. She's about to go to a new house. She's about to go to a new house. She's got married. She's about to go to a new house. What did the family say to her? In some occasions, the family say, remember, you're going to your new house. Make sure you have full control. Make sure you get the money. Make sure you get the gold. Make sure whatever you want, you get it. Make sure no one fights with you. Make sure if someone says something to you, you answer back. Make sure you have full control in the house. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you tell me, if this is the tarbiyat, if this is the things that will be taught to the daughter who is going to a new house, then if the houses, they don't break, if divorce does not happen, then what else will happen? If fights do not happen amongst that couple and amongst that new family, then what else will happen, my dear respected Islamic brothers? But my dear respected Islamic brothers, you know, at the same time, you also get those parents who give their children a good upbringing. You know, when the daughter is about to leave the house, if you look at our pious predecessors, and even if you look at our society today, you will find some houses that, you know, they say to their daughter when she's about to leave her home. She's about to go to a new home, and they say to her, listen, my daughter, we looked after you. Remember now, you're about to go to your new house, you're about to go to your husband's house. His mother, his father, they are now your mother and father. The way you looked after us, make sure you look after them even greater than the way you looked after us. Remember, his brothers and his sisters are now your brothers and sisters. Make sure you look after them. Make sure you treat them like your own. Make sure there's no arguments. Make sure you ignore if anybody says anything to you. Allahu Akbar. This is how houses, my dear respected Islamic brothers, they continue. They continue with the love if we give our children a good upbringing. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, when our daughters are about to leave our home and go going to the new home. Then give them a good upbringing. Say to them that, you know, this new house that you're going to, make sure you look after your husband's family. Make sure you serve them. Make sure you care for them the way you care for us. Inshallah, if we do this, we will see that the house, it will be full of love, inshallah. So it's mentioned that this woman's mother, she was a bad woman, she did not have a good character. She would continue to incite her daughter to go against her mother-in-law. And you know, the daughter, the unfortunate daughter, she would always go to her husband. Oh, my husband, your mother did this, your mother did that. Your mother, she's not doing this, she's not doing that. Get rid of her. And you know, the unfortunate son, he kept hearing this. He kept listening to this. One day came, he took his mother. He got fed up. He took his mother and he left her in the jungle. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers, this old woman, she's all alone in the jungle. She's got no one with her. And at the same time, if you remember what I said earlier, the two old women, they were blind. So this old woman, she's all alone and she's blind as well. After some time, what happened is some animals, they gathered around her. And you know, the son, this was his intention, that I'm going to leave my mother in the jungle, the animals will come and they will bite my mother, they will kill my mother, they will tear her body into pieces. So it's mentioned, after some time, later on that day, the animals started to gather around his mother. Now she's all alone, she can't see. Allah Azza wa Jal, our merciful Allah, He sent an angel. The angel, he went to the old woman and he said to the old woman, "Oh, old mother, these voices that you are hearing, these voices that which are surrounding you, how do you find these voices? How do you find these voices that surround you?" And it's mentioned, you know, remember I mentioned to you that this old woman, she was a positive woman. She said to the angel, "Now these voices which are here, they're beautiful voices. I really like these voices. They are peaceful voices of the animals." The angel, he said to the old woman, that so it will be like this. And the angel left. Now what happened? Fortunate son. When he reached the jungle, he's expecting to see the body of his mother. But when he sees his mother, he sees that she's alive. And not only is she alive, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given her the wealth of all these animals in one night. So he goes to his mother, he approaches his mother and he says to his mother, that, "Oh my mother, what has happened here? Where did you get the wealth of these animals from? Where's all these animals come from?" The mother said, "Oh my son, you did zulm on me. You left me all alone in this jungle. But my Lord, my Allah, He is the most merciful. He is the most merciful. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent all these animals for me as a wealth." You know, because you know, today you go to you go back home and you go to the villages. You know, remember, the animals, they're a big thing. They're worth a lot. And you know, if you look at the people of the villages, they always talk about the animals. For them, the animals are everything. That I've got this goat, I've got this cow, I've got this sheep, I've got this animal, because it's worth a lot for them. Same thing, it was worth a lot for them. So the son, he was surprised. And the mother said, "Oh my son, you did zulm on me, but Allah Azza wa Jal, He has sent all these animals as a wealth for me." Now the son, he was very happy. He took his mother, he took all those animals, and he took them back home. Now at home, who was at home? The daughter-in-law was waiting. The daughter-in-law is waiting that my mother-in-law's body is going to come home. My husband is going to bring my mother-in-law's body home. But when the door opened, she sees that my mother-in-law is alive. Not only is she alive, but she's got all these animals that have surrounded her. Now she asks her husband, that what's happened here? You went to get your mother's body. What's happened here? First of all, she's alive and now she's got all these animals with her. The son said, "I don't know. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has blessed my mother so much. Not only has He kept her alive, but Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the wealth of all these animals." So my dear respected Islamic brothers, the mother came home, they took all the animals. And it's mentioned, his wife, she said to her husband, that if your mother has got all these animals, the wealth of all these animals in one night, today take my mother. Take your mother-in-law, take my mother today, leave her in the jungles, because she was a greedy woman. Take her in the jungles, leave her there, so Allah could also give her the wealth of animals. So it's mentioned, that son, that man, he took his mother-in-law the same night. He took her and he left her in the jungles. Now he came back home. Now what happened? Again, Allah Azza wa Jal, He made all the animals surround this old woman, the woman's mother. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent the same angel that go and find out. So the angel went and he approached the old woman, the woman's mother. And he said to her, that all these animals are here. How do you find these voices? These voices which you are listening to, how do you find these voices? Now, because she was a negative woman, she had a negative mind. She said, "I'm scared. I don't like these voices. These voices are not good. I don't like these voices. The angel said that so it will be this. It will be like this now. And it's mentioned the animals came. They teared that woman up. In other words, they killed her. They left her bones there. It's mentioned her son-in-law who left her there initially. He came the next day. Now with the intention that I'm going to find my mother-in-law. She's going to have also wealth of animals. But when he went there, he found that his mother-in-law's body was there. Her bones were there. He picked the bones up. He picked her body up. And he brought it back home. Now that daughter, she's waiting. And my mother's going to come home today. And she's going to bring the wealth of all these animals for me also. But it's mentioned, as soon as the door opened, when she seen her mother's body, when she seen her mother's bones that were scattered down there, she got so upset. She was so grieved that her soul left this world. Meaning she passed away. She had so much sadma. She was grieved so much that she passed away on the spot. Allahu Akbar. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this narration, this story which I mentioned in front of you, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to his companions, what do we learn from this? First of all, remember, if you think bad of someone, if you dig a hole for someone, remember you yourself will fall into that hole. So one thing that we learn from this story, my dear respected Islamic brothers, we should never think negative for the people of this world. We should never ever think negative for them. Like I mentioned, you dig a hole for someone else, you yourself will fall into that hole. So always think positive for your family members, for your relatives, for the people of this world. Inshallah, you will see blessings in this world and you will see blessings in the hereafter. Another thing that we learn, my dear respected Islamic brothers, is greed. Greed is such a thing that it makes a person blind. Greed, my dear respected Islamic brothers, this makes a person, that person, that he doesn't care for other people. He oppresses other people. He doesn't allow good to happen to another person. It makes a person develop arrogance, takabbar. It takes a person away from the deen and the teachings of Islam. My dear respected Islamic brothers, greed does not allow a person to be positive to others, but it makes a person go negative. It's mentioned in a hadith, if a man had 2 valleys of wealth, he would still wish for a third one. For nothing can fill the belly of the son of Adam, except the sand of the grave. This is exactly what we see today. One person's got one car, he always desires for the second car. One person's got one house, he always desires for the second house. One person's got one branch of his business, he always desires that my business should expand, and you know, I should get a bigger business, my business should go across the whole country, which is good as well. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, greed is such a thing, you always want more. You've got £10,000. Greed is such a thing that it will make you always want £20,000. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, one reason why a person gets greedy, one of the main factors why a person gets greedy, is a person looks at other people. Look at that person. He's got this car, and look at my car. He's got that house, look at my house. He's got this, and look what I've got. Meaning always looking at those people who are above you in the society. My dear respected Islamic brothers, one Madani pool that I will mention here. If you want peace in your life, if you want sukoon in your life, if you want to have a good life, don't look at the people who have got more than you, but look at those people who have not even got what you have got. Their dream is to have what you have, my dear respected Islamic brothers. And you know, one reason why a person gets greedy is because he's always pressurized from home. You know, the family is pressurizing. Look at what they've done to their house. They've made this, they've made that. Look at our house. They've got a 5-bedroom house. We've got a 2-bedroom house. Look at their 4x4 car and look at our car. My dear respected Islamic brothers, all family members, your husband, your father, your family member is going out to earn money. Instead of pressurizing him to earn more and more money for you, to gain more and more things for you, we should appreciate them. Why? Because let me tell you about the women of the past. Let me tell you about the families of the past. You know, when a man would leave his house in the morning to go to work to earn halal, it's mentioned, the wife would say to the husband, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned this, that his wife would say to him, oh my husband, you are going to earn money. Remember, even if you come back with a little bit, come back with a little bit. Why? Because we are willing to eat less. We are willing to have less. But what we are not willing to have is eat haram. What we are not willing to have haram in our house. Allahu Akbar. Look at the women of the past. Look at the family members of the past, my dear respected Islamic brothers. And today, the man is always pressurized. Like, look at this, you need to do this, you need to go there, you need to buy this for us, you need to buy this house for us. Always looking at the people who have something above you. My dear respected Islamic brothers, do the shukr of Allah of what you have. What you have. Many people in the world, their dream is to have what you have, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini Channel, you know, at the start of the program, I mentioned one thing in front of you. I said to you, there's good greed and there's bad greed. Now, I've talked about bad greed. Bad greed is bad for you. It makes a person fall into many haram actions. It makes a person go towards haram. What is good greed? Is there anything such as good greed? Yes, there is. Let me mention to you a beautiful narration about the Sahaba. It's mentioned that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 53 years of his life, he stayed in Makkah Sharif. And then, you know, after when they started to worship openly, it's mentioned that due to the zulm from the people, due to the people doing zulm on the Sahaba, oppressing the Sahaba, it's mentioned that the Sahaba and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had to migrate from Makkah to Madinah to Munawwarah. Now what happened? When they reached Madinah to Munawwarah, in Madinah to Munawwarah, there were two categories of Sahaba. The first category was the Muhajireen Sahaba. These were those Sahaba, they left everything in Makkah Sharif and they migrated to Madinah to Munawwarah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Ansar Sahaba, they were those companions that they were already settled in Madinah to Munawwarah. They had businesses, they had homes in Madinah to Munawwarah. In other words, they were settled. So the Muhajirin were those left everything in Makkah and came to Madinah to Munawwarah. Whereas the Ansar Sahaba were those that they were already settled. Now what happened? One day, you know, the Muhajirin Sahaba, they came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, the Ansar Sahaba, they can read namaz, we can also read namaz. Ya Rasulullah, they can fast in the month of Ramadan, we can also fast in the month of Ramadan. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can perform good deeds, we can perform good deeds. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is one action, there is one thing that they can do, but we can't do. And what was the action? We mentioned Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can give sadqa in the way of Allah. But because we left everything, we can't give sadqah in the way of Allah. We cannot donate in the way of Allah. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers, before I continue with this narration, what do you think? They could have said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, we left our homes in Makkah Sharif, in Madinah to Munawwarah, we don't have a house. We left our businesses in Makkah Sharif, in Madinah, we don't have a business. But look at the mindset. Look at the thinking of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are they saying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can donate in the way of Allah. But because we've left everything in Makkah Sharif, we can't donate in the way of Allah. We can't give sadqah in the way of Allah. We can't give our wealth in the way of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? He said a beautiful thing. He said, oh my companions, if you want to reach the level of the Ansar Sahaba, meaning if you want to catch up with them, if you want to fill this gap, then recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. This gap which you currently have, inshallah you will fulfill that gap. So it's mentioned that the Muhajirin Sahaba, they left our gathering, they were very happy that now we've got a way, we've got a solution that we can catch up with the Ansar Sahaba. Now what happened? After some time, those same Muhajirin Sahaba, they came back in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you told us a solution that we can catch up with the Ansar Sahaba that recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ansar Sahaba, they have also heard this. They have also heard about this action, meaning they have started to implement this action. This action that you gave to us so we can catch up with the Ansar Sahaba, they have also started to act upon this. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah, we will be left behind. Allahu Akbar. Look at the thinking, my dear Islamic brothers. What was this? This was good greed. This was being greedy for good deeds. Could we say the same thing today? Meaning, you know, for the wealth of this dunya, we go running, we follow the world. And my neighbor, he's got extension done. I need to get something done as well. Look at that person's car and look at my car. I need to get a good car now as well to match up, to catch up with that person. I need to start a business. I need to expand my business. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, on the other hand, if you look at good deeds, we find out that our neighbor, our cousin, our brother, they read the namaz, they read the five times namaz in the masjid. What do we say? Oh, brother, please do dua for us as well. Inshallah, you go to the masjid, do dua for us as well. Meaning, you know, for the world, we want to catch up. But for good deeds, we don't want to catch up. We find out that so-and-so person, he attends good gatherings. What do we say? Brother, please do dua for us. Inshallah, you do dua, you go to the gatherings, please do dua for me as well. Meaning for the world, if we find that that person's got a good car, we want to follow them, we want to get a better car than them. But in regards to the religion, in regards to performing good deeds, we find out that someone's doing something that we don't do. And what do we say? Brother, please do dua. Inshallah, you carry on, you carry on. You invite you to the ishtimas of Dawat Islami, the gatherings of Dawat Islami. What do we say? Brother, you do go. You go, inshallah. I'm busy with my own work. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, we are here for a short period of time. Whatever we sow now, this will benefit us in the hereafter. How much good deeds we do now, this will benefit us in the hereafter. And this is the only thing that will benefit us in the hereafter. These businesses, these properties, these cars, this money, this bank balance, as you know, this will stay in this world. This will not go with us in the grave. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, those actions that will actually benefit you in the grave, Why should we not start those actions? Why should we not start worshipping Allah? Why should we not start reading our namaz? Because these are those actions, like I mentioned, these are the only actions that will benefit us in our grave. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, perform good deeds. Please Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see blessing in this world and you will see blessings in the hereafter. Let me mention to you just a few points. I can mention others as well. And you hear these on Madani channel. But let me mention to you just a few Madani pools of how easy it is to get good deeds. It's mentioned, say after me inshallah, say Subhanallah, say Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar. Three words we have just recited. Three kalimat that we have just recited. You know what the reward for these three words are? If you recite Subhanallah once, Alhamdulillah, a tree is planted for you in Jannah. Alhamdulillah once, a tree is planted for you in Jannah. You say Allahu Akbar once, a tree is planted for you in Jannah. Look how easy it is to perform good deeds. It's mentioned that you recite Surah Yasin only once. One time Surah Yasin you recite, and you get the reward of reciting the Holy Quran 10 times. Allahu Akbar. Surah Yasin, how long will it take you? 10 minutes it takes you. But look at the reward, 10 times of reciting the Holy Quran. That's the reward you will get. Meaning that look how merciful our Lord is, my dear Islamic brother. One time, Surah Yasin, and my dear Islamic brother, 10 times reward of reading the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. Let me mention to you another Madani pool. You recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. You recite this 3 times. You know what the reward is? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He will give you the reward of reciting one whole Quran. Subhanallah. Surah Ikhlas, how long will it take you? Less than a minute, less than 40 seconds, less than 30 seconds. But look at the reward. But today, sadly, we are wasting our time on those actions that don't benefit us. Not only this, where they won't benefit us, in the hereafter they won't benefit us. Spending our time on social media for no reason. Spending our time just chilling in the parks. Spending our time watching, mazallah, a film, a drama, a football match. How is this going to benefit us? But 10 minutes, you recite Surah Yasin, you get the reward of reciting the Holy Quran 10 times. Surah Ikhlas 3 times, you get the reward of reciting the Holy Quran once. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us this enthusiasm to perform as much good deeds as possible. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us this passion, give us this jazbah to stay away from sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to perform good deeds, keep pleasing our Lord. Like I mentioned to you just a short while ago, these actions, these good deeds that we perform, these are those actions that will benefit us in our grave, in that dark, lonely grave. These are those actions that will benefit us there. On that day of judgment, these are those actions that will benefit us there. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, may Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to perform good deeds, stay away from sins, inshallah. One way you could do this is stay attached to this environment of Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, by the will of Allah, you watch Madani channel with good intentions. This watching the TV, watching Madani channel, this will also be a means of reward for you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.